for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
Looking to get out of the ads and back to the story? Fable and Folly Plus is a new way to support the creators you love. The podcast you're listening to right now, and more than 60 others, can be heard ad-free for as little as $4 a month by visiting fableandfolly.com/plus. And now, you'll start to see Fable and Folly Network shows are offering bonus content to all existing and new supporters. Find exclusive new episodes from shows like Where the Stars Fell, The Call of Cthulhu Mystery Program, and Civilized. Plus, early access to new episodes of Midnight Burger, all still entirely ad-free.
The Ordinary Epic contains depictions of fantasy violence, including combat, mortal harm, and bodily injury, as well as some cursing and adult themes. Listener discretion is advised.
The Ordinary Epic, Season 1, Episode 3, Modern Day Factivism.
You know what I would love?
A long, pious life that is principally defined by the pleasures you deny yourself?
I would love to sleep.
I'd love not to be on the run from a man bent on revenge who seems to command an infinite number of able mercenaries. But sometimes what we love is just out of reach. Know what I mean?
Not to worry. Kill them too.
There it is.
Hamnet.
Great. And someone here will know what to do with the god
statue? Shh. Tell the known world, why don't we?
With the thing?
I would like to submit again for the record that I was indisposed when the rest of you agreed to pursue this foolish error.
Not you did!
And therefore am not bound to the terms of this agreement by any written law.
But it gave up his priesthood to save your life.
Yes, and I have thanked him for that profusely.
Have you?
We've strayed off topic. My point is, while I am grateful for my life, and while we will assist you in this task when we are able, at this particular juncture, we are not able.
I see.
We're out of money, Benedict. We want to help. We're going to help. But first, we need to resupply. And to do that, well,
we'll need to acquire less savory work.
Less savory? What could possibly be less savory than your usual plan of acquiring clients and then cheating them?
Towns such as this are often in need of inelegant solutions to their problems.
You mean killing?
Not always. Sometimes it's mere extortion, intimidation, bruising, vigorous maiming.
Thak, I thought you loved violence in all forms.
Jobs like this, people on other end of sword never human.
No, oh, please, no. I am begging you, pleading with you, please do not do this to me again. To us again!
Do what, Dom?
You know exactly what you did.
What did she do?
Best not to draw attention to ourselves right now. Remain very, very still.
Emo can play her character however she likes, Dom.
Thak is a shark with legs and a giant sword. She's not a social activist. That's Emo. Sometimes.
Emo is a social activist all the times. She only talks about it sometimes because you get all you. And like Emo, Thak is a multifaceted gem of a woman.
Maybe we could not shine a light on this particular facet?
All right, I'll bite. What's the problem?
Marcus, you fool!
Sometimes Thak, for no conceivable reason, becomes an advocate for the rights of the monsters we're being paid to slay.
No conceivable... First of all, a monster has no conscience and enjoys inflicting pain and suffering. That sounds a lot like someone at this table. I'll give you a small hint. It's Dominic.
Ugh.
Orcs, on the other hand, are maligned demi-humans who are persecuted for no reason other than that
they're evil!
Your worldview is terrifyingly binary, sweet Dom.
Okay, so this is going to be one of those nights.
Well, now it is.
You see? No one wants this, Emo. Drop it.
Sure, I'll drop it. Of course I will. I'll turn a blind eye to the suffering of a unique and intelligent people because their way of life is not exactly mine. What's more, sometimes I'll kill them for profit. Why not? After all, they're evil.
I'll do anything, just please.
Just because our characters exist in a cruel world with a woefully misguided value system doesn't mean we have to be its creepy puppets. Here and now, let us declare that we won't stand for evil, especially when it is done in the name of good. We will defend the little guy. We will fight for what's right. We will bathe this fantasy land in a long soak of justice for all creatures. Yes, all creatures, even if you are just a dirty... Orc. I could be imagining this, but sometimes I get the feeling that you guys just tune me out.
I wouldn't worry about that. It's really not possible.
Oh, good.
Well then, if everyone's ready...
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Very. This is gonna be a great game. You'll see.
Ugh.
I wrote tonight's adventure ahead of time, not realizing tonight would be... tonight. So, I don't know about great, but this is certain to be... interesting?
The next morning, having rested, sort of, in a nearby horse stable and left before the owner found you there, you are granted audience with Hamnet's mayor to discuss an opportunity that just might be the answer to your financial woes. By the gods, you lot smell ripe.
Our commitment to quality means that we sometimes forego non-essentials such as hygiene, good sir. Can our competitors say that?
I don't believe they would, no.
Thack. Always stink this good.
Your appearance and odor don't concern me, though perhaps you don't mind if I... Much better. I accepted your bid because there is a fearsome nuisance just outside of town, gathering strength every day, and we simply don't have the manpower to safely deal with it.
Maybe need woman power.
We are eminently pleased to help, of course. What malady plagues this town, Mayor?
We are a small community, and the people here are good, law-abiding folk. Some months ago, at the request of the Baron himself, no less, we began digging out the entrance to some old ruins, and who moves in one night but a pack of savage orcs?
Steady.
Oh, dear!
Oh, dear is right! Can you begin to imagine their brutish animal teeth tearing into the flesh of stolen livestock, whooping and barking late into the night, making some ritual sacrifice to their dark god, and but a stone's throw from where we conduct business and raise our children?
Steady.
A terrible thought, most certainly, Mayor. How can we be of aid?
You look to be a capable lot. I want them away from my town, and I don't care how you do it. I can only pay you 50 coin for this work, but the real reward lies beyond the orc's filthy lair, for these ruins are none other than the mythic city...
That is thick here enough!
Oh.
Brutish animal teeth, filthy lair!
Yes!
Orc people! Little man, orc bigger and stronger, and not play mayor in little wooden home, but different than little man, not make orc savage, it not make orc monster.
Oh, goodness, forgive me. I see now, you share some, orcish...
Thack half orc.
I really cannot apologize enough, but you must understand, of course, I wasn't speaking of you. I've only just met you today, Thack. Am I pronouncing that correctly? Thack? And
It's clear as day to me that you're not at all like those other orcs. Well, in some ways, surely your pronounced brow, your prominent lower canines. No? Are these bad things? I mean no offense at all, and I just keep stepping right into it. You know what I'm trying to say, right?
You mean me?
Yes. Please, as the lone human amongst,
Elves?
Filthy half-breed.
Surely you've said a thoughtless thing or two in mixed company?
Well, there was one time I made a strong moral stand and lost everyone I cared about and everything I believed in. But as for racially charged comments, no. I think I've kept those mostly in check.
Mayor? Mayor! My companions speak in jest. They have such a peculiar sense of humor. So strange, in fact, that one almost cannot recognize it as humorous at all. And please forgive the good lady. We've been traveling for days, and clearly something she's eaten along the way is disagreeing with her. However she might feel, surely she can be relied upon to help you with your problem. Right?
Yeah. Thak help. Thak not like other orcs.
There you have it! A big, terrible misunderstanding that almost spelled disaster, but then did not.
Right. Well, where was I? The ruins is where you will find your true reward. I'm prepared to offer you a small percentage of whatever we find there, provided, of course.
I count five outside, guessing by the size of the fire and number of animal bones, maybe seven more inside.
Merrick, eat animals.
Shh! You'll give us away. And yes, I eat animals. What of it?
Orc, not monster. Just because orc eat animal.
Help us find a permanent solution to the mayor's problem that doesn't end in bloodshed, Thak, and that is what we'll do.
Then where orc go?
Away, elsewhere. That's not our concern.
That no one's concern. Why pointy ears think orc make filthy lair in cave? Someone else drive them there.
Then what do you propose?
Thak, not propose. Thak, do.
No.
Jack Griav Lat Orkin Blood.
We might as well stand too. There's absolutely no chance they haven't also seen us.
Ugh. You should have left me dead. That might have been kinder.
It's really good to know that now. Maybe she's going to negotiate with them.
Kulneg, Ukinava Far Morzud, Humanuk Gro Avon, Avudrepa Lat Akmagas Late Votar.
Negotiate? Does that sound at all like something Thak would do?
Well, no.
Hey, humanuk, lat aich mankuvaruk, theosan avink lat ukavaj navruska avhausen inflikav vrukav uvakom ro gith.
Do either of you speak,
Orcish?
It's called Orcish. Really?
I understand it, a little. It shares a mother tongue with Goblin, about which I wrote a thesis in Academy. But that was 210 years ago.
Humanuk magas lat evotar.
Humans expel the... No, third declension. Drive you from your home.
Humanuk uklausan maveuk milam bak.
Slay our family?
Buav noav abadau son.
But not today.
Uh-oh.
Tadausan Kulknej Ukavan Aval Akstrukt Kulknej Avel Humanak Avyuk Orken Botar Ach Orken Ukavai.
Well, what did you say?
They're not leaving. Thak has organized a protest.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today. The Ordinary Epic will return in just a moment, but first we wanted to share with you a quick peek at a show we really adore. We think you'll love it too. Here is the clip.
Contact Day is in but a few short months, which means it is time to begin preparations for the Bi-Decennial Festival. This year, we're celebrating every single one of you living in my beloved Windfall City.
It is not our business to question the Queen's will. It is not our business to do anything but follow it.
It is you and your loyalty that has laid the groundwork for this incredible utopian society that we seek for.
Do you have any idea what's going on with us?
Keep your mouth shut, Grounder.
It is the duty of each and every one of you to do everything you can to make the festival a success this year.
Are you ready to speak kindly with me now, child?
I have no doubt that this year will be one for the history books, and that will be due in no small part to the dedication of my adoring son.
The show's called Windfall, and you can find it at windfallpodcast.com. We hope you'll give it a listen because it's a truly excellent show. And now, back to the Ordinary Epic.
Led by Thak, a dozen orcs stand outside their home and the entrance to the ruins, chanting in protest that they will not leave. The mayor and a few inexperienced-looking guardsmen stand a short distance away. The mayor's arms are crossed, and the sour expression on his face tells you quite clearly that he is not pleased.
So this is possible? We can just go in a completely different direction than the adventure you wrote?
Oh, it's all part and parcel of being a game master. The more of the adventure you prepare, the greater the chance your group will do the opposite thing. If you build it, they might come, but they will burn it down rather than go inside. Or possibly organize a protest. Anyway, this was my mistake. I really should know better by now.
You see, this is exactly what I didn't want.
You know who else often don't get what they want?
Don't say...
Orcs!
Oh, really? Tell us more!
And not just orcs. Goblins. Hobgoblins, kobolds, ugly almost always equals evil in this game. It's okay to slaughter them wholesale because they're not good like we are. Have you ever really thought about that?
Evil also equals evil, which they are. I know because it says so in the rule book.
Hey, and you know what actually is evil?
Your relentless desire to extinguish the last of what few joys remain in my life?
Oh, Dom. That's not my desire, but it is a fun side effect. What's actually evil is deciding an entire race of people or creatures you don't like or understand are uniformly bad.
Okay, here we are. Orc, medium-sized humanoid. Alignment, chaotic evil! And I like orcs just fine. They're not much harder to kill than goblins and grant twice the experience. See?
Guys...
I'm really not sure what to do. They've usually run out of steam by now. Your casual disregard for what you perceive to be the other is really not an attractive quality, Dom.
Yo, can we get back to the game, maybe?
These are not our people, Thak.
They Thak's people.
But they're not. Not really. You share some common ancestry with them, yes. But do you live among them? Do you follow their ways?
Thak did. Long time ago.
But not now, and probably never again. Meanwhile, our people are on the run, out of money, and sleeping in barns when they're lucky. We can worry about the rights of the other once the us has eaten and slept, maybe even taken a bath if the Fate Weavers are feeling especially generous.
Pointy ears think orcs not feel same?
You don't see them staging a protest for our rights?
Pointy ears not need protest! Pointy ears has rights!
Our situation well. First before we can get involved with them.
I'm going to sneak in and pilfer the ruins while everyone is distracted, I guess.
Merrick, what? No, you absolutely cannot do that.
Sorry, why not?
It's illegal.
No, it isn't. Also, not an argument that's ever going to work on me.
It's dishonest.
Hello, friend. Merrick, half-elven at your service.
It's immoral.
It's immoral?
Yes. Yes?
Your god has literally forsaken you. Why do you give a gentle caress about what's immoral?
Because I... You cannot speak. It's still... Fine. Go. I'll stand watch and hold all these potions, I guess.
You'll barely notice I'm gone. Just imagine that warm bed.
Well, I guess that's that. I'm a bad, godless person now.
Pointy ears, not hearing word, facts say.
I hear you perfectly. I just happen to disagree with everything you're saying. There is a difference.
Difference is pointy ears only care about self.
Oh, and this pointless exercise of yours wasn't utterly self-interest.
If I could...
Hello, Mayor!
Yes, hello. I am so very sorry to interrupt, but I was wondering if you'd managed to come up with a solution.
Well,
yet?
We are very close, certainly, but I could not at present say with any precision exactly...
Here's solution. Let Orc live in peace. Orc, let you dig in ground.
Oh. They'll really just let us,
Orc want home. They want meat and drink. They want war stories around fire. They want family safe. Orc not want trinkets buried in ground. That would human want.
Well then, I must say I'm not... wild about this solution, but it seems to be the best one I'm likely to hear today. Very well. Please tell your people that they are free to...
Just like that? He just agrees?
There are a lot of different ways to solve...
There are lots of ways to create problems, too, as Emo has very capably demonstrated.
I'm just happy to help where I can.
Except that you didn't help.
No one got hurt, and we're getting paid.
I mean, this hijacking of our game for your social justice campaign, it wasn't fun.
Fun? I thought it was mostly points you cared about. I think we all remember a very impassioned speech.
I am trying to be considerate of the others.
Does it hurt? I bet that really hurts.
My point is that your activist sprees aren't fun. They're preachy. And this is a place for fun. Or so I'm told.
I had fun.
It was a preachy sort of fun.
When you don't want to hear the message, activism of any kind is going to be annoying to you, isn't it?
Probably.
It wasn't all that bad, Emo.
But it was bad?
Well, I'm sorry, everyone, for the truth I brought tonight. The people want fun, not truth. For some reason, the two are mutually exclusive, and so I surrender. You're all safe now. Please, return to your regularly scheduled slumber already in progress.
Right, then. The terms of peace at last agreed upon, the mayor again approaches you. Well, that's that, I suppose. They're actually quite reasonable in their way. A pity they have to live right here, but I think we can learn to coexist. Provided, of course, they don't steal our livestock. Or venture into town. Or make anyone at all uncomfortable. Say, weren't there four of you?
Yes, where?
Hello. Just took a quick stroll to clear my head. Nothing like a quick stroll. Recommend it to anyone. Did I miss anything?
Just all the important stuff.
Or can human live in peace?
For now.
It a start.
You must excuse me. I cannot begin to tell you how excited I am to get into those ruins and see what valuable wonders they're hiding. I think the Baron will be very, very pleased. Though it will be several days before we can calculate your percentage of the haul. Will you remain in town?
That sounds lovely.
Unfortunately, we must be off. Neither time nor tide, you know?
But why? Yes, we must away immediately. Sad to say. We'll be certain to collect our share if... when we pass this way again.
This is just great.
It is great. A great, great thing we did. That Thak did. Mostly.
Well, thank you once more. Here's the 50 coin we agreed...
Thank you, but we won't be needing that.
We... what?
That we were able to help is reward enough for us. How much coin we really need, after all?
You'd be surprised.
I truly don't know what to say. You're heroes. We won't forget you. Now let's fetch some torches and see what we can find down there!
Heroes.
And time to go.
You took everything, didn't you?
Only what I could carry, which was most of it.
I'm a bad, godless person.
Yeah, but you're our godless person.
Thak! Dog vas rotak! Yak griavlat, bluden! Thak poiznak av yak dautas! Jak prauke tak! Yav wok Nor of whom, Bluthen.
Of what? Everything.
What did she say?
Just goodbye.
She said thank you for being an ally.
What do you see? Sorry, what was that?
Let us walk just a little faster, heroes.
What do you mean, nothing?
The Ordinary Epic was created by Brandon M. Kroos and brought to life by executive producer Jordan Stillman, technical producer Brad Smith, composer Tiven Weinstock, graphic designer Haley Thurrett, and visual designer Sangjun Lee, with additional music and music editing by Bradley Jordan and audio by Matthew Lightbound. Season 1, Episode 3, Modern Day Thactivism, was directed by Stephanie LeBolt and features the voice talents of Rachel Bellman as Emo and Thack, Caitlin Gerdrum as Athena and the Mayor, Brandon Green as Marcus and Benedict, Michael Hisamoto as Daniel and Merrick, and Elliot Purcell as Dominic and Kalis, with additional voices provided by our cast and crew. Extra special thanks to production assistants Neil Johnson, Liz Schultz, and Matt Kramer. Check out theordinaryepic.com for bonus content, original artwork, and to join our listener community. Season 1 of The Ordinary Epic is made possible in part by a grant from Neil Marsh of Eternity Cove Productions. The Ordinary Epic is copyright 2019, Close to Home Productions, LLC. Thank you again for joining us on this adventure. And as I mentioned, if you are so inclined, please check out our website, theordinaryepic.com, for all the ways you can help support our show. Episode 4, Going Rogue, premieres in 2 weeks. We hope to see you then. Until then, always remember, our commitment to quality means that we sometimes forgo non-essentials, such as hygiene. Can our competitors say that? The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
After all this time...
What time is it again? I feel like the clock stopped.
Time was a tennis ball we could bat round the court.
Time for distraction, too.
Time to just sink to the bottom.
Time to get to the meat of this meat.
Time for Greater Boston Season 4. That's right, on September 13th, Greater Boston returns with new full-length episodes released every other Tuesday. And we're... so excited for you to hear it. But also, it's been 3 years since our last season wrapped, so we're maybe a little worried that people might have forgotten about us. So we're asking for you to help spread the word. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your coworkers and classmates, tell your cat, tell your local subway busker. But politely and without interrupting their performance, point is, now is a good time to share your love for Greater Boston on Twitter and Tumblr and Instagram and TikTok and wherever else you know, post things. Then come back on September 13th when Greater Boston Season 4 officially begins.